Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Uvalde school police chief fired.
Should have been done 89 days ago. We're not done.
Pushback on Biden loan plan.
When we borrow money, we ought to pay it back.
Jury sides with Kobe Bryant's widow.
First responders took gruesome photos and shared those photos.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup at an emotional school board meeting in Uvalde, Texas. 3 months after the elementary school massacre, the school police chief, Pete Arredondo, was fired. As we hear from CBS's Janet Shamlian, he's the first official to lose his job over the law enforcement response that was labeled an abject failure.
The Uvalde school board meeting opened with anger and frustration.
I have messages for Pete Arredondo and all the law enforcement that were there that day. Turn in your badge and step down. You don't deserve to wear one.
As the board left to deliberate behind closed doors, victims' family members shared their grief.
We just want to fight for our children, and we want them to be remembered. We just want to stop being disappointed.
Arredondo didn't show. His attorneys instead releasing a 17-page statement. It said no blame should be placed on Chief Arredondo for law enforcement's response to the shooting, and it described calls for his firing as a public lynching. The board fired Arredondo by unanimous vote Wednesday after more than an hour in closed session. For some, delayed justice was tainted by exhaustion and outrage.
He should be fired automatic, no matter what. No pay, no new jobs, no nothing.
Now to Washington, CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on the reaction to President Biden's plan to forgive millions in federal student debt.
On college campuses from coast to coast, excitement spread so quickly, some student loan websites crashed.
I've racked up a lot of debt, and it would be a huge financial blessing to get rid of at least even a little bit of that.
The president's plan will forgive $10,000 worth of student debt for individuals making less than $125,000 a year or couples earning less than $250,000. People who got Pell Grants as low-income students could see their debt cut by $20,000. The move was hailed by progressives and slammed by Republicans.
If you owe money, as challenging as it is, you have an obligation to pay it back.
It is hurting people who paid off their own debts.
What's being called a conceptual agreement is in place now to end the strike by teachers in Columbus, Ohio. Students will continue learning remotely the rest of this week with a planned switch to the classroom on Monday. It's expected federal prosecutors will today file a blacked-out version of the FBI affidavit that led to the search of former President Trump's Florida estate. It's not clear when a judge will make the redacted version public. A federal jury in Los Angeles County has reached a decision in a case brought by the late basketball star Kobe Bryant's widow. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Vanessa Bryant had sued the county after pictures taken by a sheriff's deputy and firefighter at the Kobe Bryant crash site were shared with a number of people. She called it an invasion of privacy, which led to emotional distress. The jury agreed with her, awarding her $16 million. Vanessa Bryant was in the courtroom and cried as the verdict was announced. A second plaintiff, whose wife and daughter were killed in the crash, was awarded $15 million.
Also in California, a state board is set to vote today on a plan that would call for all new vehicles sold in the state to be powered by electricity or hydrogen by the year 2035. Severin Borenstein is an energy economist at Cal Berkeley.
The main impact is when California demonstrates these sorts of things can be done without damaging the economy, so that other states and countries will take the same path.
California is already running behind an effort to get 250,000 public charging stations up and running by 2025.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At least 25 people, including children, were killed in an attack in Ukraine on the country's Independence Day. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Russian missiles pummeled a railway station in the Dnipropetrovsk region. This is our life every day, said President Zelensky. This attack is how Russia prepared for this United Nations meeting. Zelensky was speaking to the body's Security Council, where he urged them to take control of the situation at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which has become a perilous front line.
Now to Japan, where the country's national police chief has resigned over last month's assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Here at home, heavy rain and flash floods prompted evacuations and rescues in central Mississippi. The Weather Channel's Justin Michaels says it means a big cleanup for a lot of families.
Dave and Ovis Crum just moved in 2 months ago.
Our house burned March the 1st, and we lost everything. So we bought this house, and now it's flooded.
Flash flooding forced schools to close near Jackson and left drivers stranded in their cars.
More than 40 residents at a nursing home were among those who had to be rushed to safety. There's a new analysis of Pfizer's COVID-19 pill. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Researchers looked at 190,000 COVID patients, 65 and older, and found Paxlovid reduced hospitalizations among that population by 75% when given shortly after infection. Those between the ages of 40 and 65 saw no measurable benefit.
First Lady Jill Biden took that medication after a case of COVID and is now testing positive once again. It's considered a rebound case. The White House says she's not experiencing any symptoms. There's new information about an illness that raised concern for dog owners. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Researchers at a Michigan State diagnostic lab confirm the mystery illness that's killed more than 30 dogs in northern Michigan is parvovirus. Officials still don't know why none of the canine victims tested positive for the virus, but records show they had not been fully vaccinated against it.
In Middletown, Pennsylvania, the high school football season has been canceled as officials investigate a hazing incident allegedly involving team members. There is video the superintendent called disturbing and upsetting. Police are also looking into it.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
The National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame finally has a home. Thrill is
gone. The small Mississippi Delta town of Marks will house the facility that will honor R&B musicians. The goal is to finish the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame in 2 or 3 years. More than 200 artists have been inducted since it was founded in 2013, including Ray Charles, B.B. King, and the Supremes. The R&B Hall of Fame's founder says the small town of Marks, Mississippi was chosen because it was the starting point for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Poor People's Campaign in 1968, and the local cotton fields were where the roots of R&B were formed. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
There's newfound fame for 17-year-old Mac Rutherford. After a safe landing in Bulgaria, he became the youngest person to fly solo around the world. A 5-month trip in an ultralight aircraft 34,000 miles, 221 hours of flying time. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.